As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Kelly Braverman with IU Health. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing super.
Yeah, good today.
I've been super for ever since it's been going on. Maybe that's what it takes for me to feel good. Everybody else
Ken's extremely happy during all this. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, you better be worried.
May have coronavirus.
No, I know. Okay. So as of right now. Kelly, how concerned are you about our cases going up? And is this a problem? I know we have to address it, but what about other things that are happening in association with that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I expect them to go up as testing goes up. I think that's expected. What I look for is the rate of infections that need hospitalization, right? That's the part as a hospital administrator we're probably pretty concerned about and watching cautiously because we want to make sure we have all the, you know, protective equipment we need and respirators and ventilators and everything that's needed to take care of someone that's really, truly sick.
Now, I was going to say, have you heard of anybody who is really, really ill that all these increased cases that we've had?
Well, yeah, we're still getting patients within IU Health that need to go into the hospital. And yes, we do have a handful that need to be put on ventilators. So that hasn't changed. The disease hasn't changed, or the virus hasn't changed, and its effectiveness to spread either. It's very, very easy to spread, and I think that's what's hard when you can spread it and you don't even know you have it.
Okay. Now, did you like the way the governor laid out his 5-stage plan to reopen?
Yes, I personally did, and I would say with the caveat because it is a wait and see, right? You know, so let's open slowly and learn, and then if what we learn is good, we'll keep opening a little bit more. But he left, I think, plenty of room in there to say, you know, these dates aren't solid. These dates are, you know, what we hope is able to happen. But if we learn something new in our attempt to gradually reopen that tells us we need to change something, he left plenty of room to do that.
So if I asked Kevin this a minute ago, and I'll ask you the same thing, is that if when we get to May 24th and our cases are kind of going up and we're not showing any real improvement, But we're not, you know, nothing really seems any worse. Do you continue to do with reopening, or do you go back and close it down a little bit?
Yeah, I think a lot depends on other factors. Do we have enough protective equipment, right? So we've been in very close ties with the governor's office, and that is very crucial because if the hospitals aren't going to be able to handle what's coming next, then yes, we would need to make different decisions. I'm glad I'm not a politician. I think that would be really hard to balance, you know, economic health and the actual physical and mental health of your constituents.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something you probably can't answer, but I want to see where you're at with this.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
Well, I'm sorry, but it kind of has to happen. They say it's going to come back harder and very hard this winter. Also, there's some questions about this summer, plus they say it's going to last for 2 years, and also we have a second and third wave coming likely. So what's your thoughts to some of those things?
I wouldn't be surprised about any of them.
Okay.
I think what's been challenging is that we feel like we're in a constant or perpetual state of learning. We learn one thing about this virus, and then the next couple of weeks we learn something new and something new, more symptoms, it changes, it may be presenting differently. There are some studies out there saying that it's already mutated. So what does that mean, you know? And it's very uncomfortable not having all the answers.
I saw something very similar to what you just said as far as the virus mutating. I did see a story on that, so I didn't get a chance to read it yet, but I did see that this morning. But I'm just saying, with the constant changing and the constant learning and the constant, you know, whatever, that makes people in the medical field's job very difficult to kind of prescribe or do anything, doesn't it?
You know, you do the best with what you have at the time you have it.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have a mantra to keep your team safe and informed, I think we have, at least at IU Health Frankfurt, we keep having the phrase, we need to be flexible and have grace, because things do keep changing, right? And
yep.
So one minute you think you're you know, doing the perfect thing and new data comes out. And we want to be flexible enough to absorb that new data, process it, and react and be flexible and change and have the grace to say, oh, I know you thought you were doing the right thing, but did you read the latest from the CDC? Those are I guess mantras that we've been trying to live by, and I hope that they are going home with us, right? And
mm-hmm.
because flexibility and grace are just probably two good things to have in our back pocket.
All right. Anything, Kevin? You got anything?
I was just going to ask Kelly if she had had any discussion with maybe other hospital administrators in some other areas like Georgia or Texas where they have reopened and seeing where their exposure is trending.
I haven't talked to the administrators, but actually my aunt was in the hospital in Georgia and just came home on Friday. Not COVID-related, but what I think is scary to all of us right now is that, you know, there's a lot of reports right now that individuals are forgoing the care that they could receive because they're afraid to go to the hospitals right mm-hmm. now because of COVID or to their primary care doctor. And what that's doing is that that's creating a lot of people waiting too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so then by the time they get to the hospital, they are really, really sick, and they need major hospitalizations. And my aunt was the perfect example of that. I would use this opportunity to all of your listeners, please listen to your bodies. And hospitals are doing everything possible to keep everyone safe. We are following strict guidelines, but we are here to treat you, not just COVID. Listen to your bodies. If you feel like you're having issues, please give your doctor a call. Call EMS. Come to the hospital. We will take, all of us will take great care of you.
Do you still recommend no testing, basically, for those who feel great at this time?
I'm not the clinician, but I would say, you know, if it was me personally, if I had symptoms, I just quarantine for 14 days and let my primary care doctor know.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on it. We know that that works. If you start feeling cruddier, then yeah, call your doc again and say, hey, do you think I should get a test or do you think I need to go to the hospital?
Yeah, 'cause as I said, I have felt great for the last 6 months. I really have. I'm not lying. I'm just, that's the way I've felt for most of this year.
Take it while you can, right?
That's right. That's kind of the way I'm doing it right now. So that's why I said, should we get tested or not? That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, there are only so many tests still. We don't have a test for every human being on the planet yet. And so mm-hmm. personally, if I'm sick and my doctor recommends it, you bet.
Okay.
But personally, I know that there's a lot of other people out there that need that test right now. I'm personally saying if I'm feeling good, I'm not going to utilize that test.
Okay, that's what I've been doing now. So I'm going to go ahead and go with that. That's because I'm serious. That's how I feel. I mean,
you're blessed, man. That is fantastic.
Well, and it, you know, not saying I'm lucky or anything, but it seems like that's the way it's been. So, you got anything else before I let you go?
No, just really appreciate the time, and you know, I'm very proud to work for IU Health. We do have the protective equipment that we need as we open up for surgeries and other elective procedures. We're taking it slow, and
okay.
we're doing that to make sure that we follow the data and that we have all of the equipment needed to take care of everyone. So very proud of the institution we're working for.
Okay. Kelly, thanks much. Greatly appreciate you. You take care and you stay safe too, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Broderman with IU Health as part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.